What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 15 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Responding to God's Word. Someone once said that God speaks with a specific purpose, and God speaks at a specific time. And when God speaks according to His purpose and according to His time, there is always a response required. Our text for today is from Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 15. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed, and then go on your way. Now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered. "Do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three seahs of the finest flour and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice, tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. "Where's your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There, in the tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh." This pivotal passage unfolds during a significant period in Abraham and Sarah's faith journey. Despite their advanced age, the Lord confidently proclaims they will bear a son. God's declaration brings with it a mixture of hope and skepticism. Yet it also unveils a core truth about faith. God often operates beyond our limited expectations and comprehension. Abraham encounters three guests, one of whom is identified as the Lord. Abraham's eagerness to offer service reveals his inherent character and faithfulness, while Sarah's laughter embodies her doubt and vulnerability. This touching moment invites us to reflect on our trust in God as we face seemingly impossible moments in our lives. Observe the two different approaches that Abraham and Sarah have to this divine encounter. Abraham welcomes the visitors with an open heart full of reverence and respect. Initially unaware of his guests' true identity, Abraham demonstrates kind hospitality, which leads to additional moments and divine blessings. Kenneth Gangel, and Stephen J. Bramer highlight Abraham's hospitality. Strangers appeared at the tent. Without giving a second thought to who they might be, Abraham bowed before them, got water for their feet, and offered them rest and a meal. This incident finds its way into the New Testament, where we read in Hebrews 13:2, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it." Abraham spared no expense in the hospitality that he extended. Sarah used fine flour, and Abraham selected a choice, tender calf. Notice also the interesting phrase at the end of verse 8. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. This was the posture of a servant, standing just far enough away from guests to avoid the appearance of intrusion, yet close enough to be summoned to meet their needs. Sarah responds in a drastically different way to the divine visitation. First of all, she doesn't go out to meet the guests. The visitors even asked, "Where's your wife Sarah?" from verse 9. Yet, she was still in the tent. When she overheard the news of a child in verse 12, she laughed. When she was confronted with her reaction in verse 15, she lied. Laughing and lying are not the proper responses to God when He sends you good news. Sarah's reaction serves as a mirror for many of us. Her laughter could be seen as a combination of doubt and fear. The emotions can significantly hinder our faith journey. The Lord's attentiveness to her laughter brings forth a crucial inquiry. Is anything too hard for the Lord? This question implores us to examine our doubts against the backdrop of God's infinite power. Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 15, paints a vivid picture of the crossroads of faith and hospitality, doubt and fear, your situation, and God's divine power. As we witness Abraham's faith contrasted with Sarah's skepticism, we are invited to open our hearts to embrace God's promises. We must recognize His omnipotent capacity to fulfill those promises, even when they appear improbable or beyond our reach. Some questions to consider. In what ways does Abraham's response reveal his faith? What does Sarah's reaction uncover about her current level of trust? What specific action will you take in response to today's scripture? And finally, what does your response to God's Word teach you about your own journey of faith with the Lord? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.